Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. President Obama made news earlier this month when he appeared on the satirical news show The Colbert Report to tout the success he views in the Affordable Care Act that some call Obamacare. Meanwhile, one of the act's architects was forced to apologize for insulting remarks he had made about American voters in the course of planning the legislation.
The health care law enrolled around 9 million people in its first year. Open enrollment is now underway for the second year of the program, which allows participants to enroll in health exchanges, either run by individual states or the federal government.
In Wisconsin, one health network, United Healthcare, sat on the sidelines for the ACA's first year, but is now part of the exchange system offered to Wisconsin residents in its second year. Joining us by phone are Dustin Hinton, the company's CEO for Wisconsin and Michigan, and Cece Hopkins, United's Director of Exchange Strategy for Wisconsin. Welcome to you both.
We're thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Why didn't United Healthcare originally participate in the exchanges when they were first launched, and what has changed in that time?
Well, you know, we wanted really to spend some time evaluating the marketplace last year, you know, get a good understanding of pricing and networks, as well as some regulatory structures that are in place, and then also get a good understanding of our distribution and really what our consumers wanted. And I think having a year to look at the marketplace and take that under assessment that we're now ready for where we're at today, and that's rolling out the exchange here in Wisconsin.
Well, and so what did you hear in terms of what consumers wanted? What was it that was lacking, and how did you feel you could fit that niche?
I would say that having our broad network, we have good brand recognition here in Wisconsin because we have nearly 1.5 million card-carrying members at United Healthcare. And they're used to a broad network with us where there's a number of hospitals and providers. It's very hard, actually, to find a provider that's not in the network. And I think that that's a niche that we fill with the exchange because there's a number of offerings out in the exchange, but there are narrow networks, smaller options. And with United Healthcare and our broad network solution, we give members the opportunity to see really any of the providers that they want to throughout Wisconsin.
Do you find that remains the area of biggest concern among consumers, this idea of being able to choose their provider?
Certainly it's one of them. Price is always one as well. But I think that a lot of folks in our state want to go to their doctor that they've been seeing for a long time and want to continue to do that. And so I think with us being on the exchange, you know, it fills a hole that we have not been available for some of the families in Wisconsin. And now they're going to be able to see those doctors through United Healthcare.
One of the things we found out from last year, too, is that consumers want resources available to them. So United Healthcare, you know, has extra resources available during the open enrollment period to help answer questions, to help people enroll, and to help them just understand the plans that we're offering for 2015.
Well, and to that end, you know, the marketplace system still, after being up and running for some time, has kind of, I think, the reputation for being confusing to navigate. As a participant in the marketplace, how do you swim against that tide?
I would say that we're out in full force with education in the provider community, with brokers and with navigators, helping them understand what our offering is from a product perspective. Understanding, like I said earlier, about the broad network, who's in our network, and then how to sign up. And I think the more we're out there with different events, the roll-a-thons, the better it is for the folks in Wisconsin to understand how to get on the exchange if they're interested.
Well, obviously, there are choices for consumers beyond what United Healthcare is offering, but give us a sense for the various options that you are offering.
Sure. We're offering a variety of plan designs for 2015 at all metallic levels. So, you know, whether someone wants to purchase a bronze plan, which might be a lean plan, all the way up to the platinum plan, we have plans offered in each of those areas. And, you know, as people go through and kind of choose the benefits that are right for them, the goal from United Healthcare's perspective is to make sure that we have something for everyone and that we're able to provide quality care for, you know, all the residents of the state of Wisconsin.
Now, the second-year open enrollment period is underway. It runs through, runs into February. What is the significance of the upcoming December 15th deadline?
Well, people that want to have coverage that that begins on January 1st of 2015 have to make sure that they're signed up by December 15th. If they're not signed up by December 15th, then that means that their coverage wouldn't begin until the first of the following month after that, which would be February 1st. So if someone has a renewal date of January 1st, 2015, they want to make sure that they renew that plan or choose a new plan prior to December 15th.
And that's a good point to be made here is that if you are a participant in the marketplace through another provider, you can switch during this period as well?
Certainly, yes. The open enrollment period allows for you to change carriers if you want to do so. It allows you to change plans. So you can change a plan within the same carrier if that's something you wanted to do, if your health care needs have changed over the last year or if your income has changed and maybe that has affected the amount of the subsidy that you received last year. You can change your plans during this open enrollment period.
Now, there are people, obviously, with a lot of questions, even as this has become more the norm over the last year. But as a carrier, are there question marks for you as you go into this first year of being a carrier?
Yeah, I'll chime in there. Yes. We're still in learning mode, even though we learned a lot from last year from being on the sidelines. We're still learning a lot now as it's our first experience having conversations with brokers and navigators. Understanding what works and where to find the folks that might need coverage. So we're definitely in learning mode and will continue to be so.
Does the ongoing legal wrangling over the Affordable Care Act play into how you do business in this regard, or do you have to operate under the assumption that this will be on the landscape for the foreseeable future?
Absolutely the latter. It's the law of the land, and we've been able to navigate a number of legal changes in our industry. We will continue under the assumption that there won't be any changes. And if for some reason that there is, we'll be able to show flexibility.
You have at least one enrollment and sort of question session coming up and potentially others down the road?
We do. We've actually scheduled a host of events throughout December and also in mid to late January and early February to allow people to come in and learn about United Healthcare plan offerings, get their questions answered. So our next event is Saturday, December 13th, and that's going to be held at the Joseph J. Zilber School of Public Health in Milwaukee. And we're going to be there from 10 until 3. And we'll have brokers on site that can help consumers sign up for healthcare via the exchange if they want. We'll also have United Healthcare personnel there that can just help people answer questions if they have questions about the type of care they want to try to get coverage for.
What are the most common kinds of questions you get at these events?
We get a lot of questions on providers. Is my provider in network? Can I go see my same doctor? We get a lot of questions on how. What type of subsidy they might qualify for. So we do help walk them through the process on, identifying the amount of income they make and the number of people they have per household to help determine what subsidy they might receive from the government. I would say those are the top two questions that we get.
All right. Well, Dustin Hinton and CeCe Hopkins, thank you so much for helping us navigate through some of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dustin Hinton is United Healthcare's CEO for Wisconsin and Michigan. CeCe Hopkins is the company's Director of Exchange Strategy for Wisconsin. As they mentioned, Monday is the deadline for enrolling in the Affordable Care Act exchanges in order for coverage to take effect in January. United Healthcare will be part of an event tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the Zilber School of Public Health at UWM.
Coming up next, the BBC has produced a radio documentary about the Lipinski Stradivarius violin and its current custodian, MSO Concertmaster Frank Almond. We'll find out why when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.